Every season of my life, it seems like every new year, has a new word that goes with it. Normally it's words like momentum, acceleration, vigor. But this season, the word that has been on my mind and resonating with me a lot is potency. I want to be potent. In the past, I might have said I want to have momentum. And what does momentum mean? It means I'm not stuck. To me, the opposite of momentum is being like stuck in traffic while I'm on my way to do something that isn't mind-blowing. Potency is not just having momentum. It also means that the stuff you do, the things you take on, they bend to your will. You actually get the response that you want. And the reason that I've been obsessed with this word is because a good degree of the bad years of my life have had a lack of potency, which is to say I would be attempting things and it would feel like it was never working out for me. I would apply for acting jobs in LA and I wouldn't get a response. I would show interest in someone I'm trying to date, someone I'm trying to be intimate with, and I would get a lukewarm response in return, or perhaps no response at all. That's what a lack of potency feels like. It almost feels as if you are invisible. People don't notice you. It doesn't matter what you try to do, what actions you try to take. The actions carry no weight. Whereas when you are potent, that same action, it bends reality. And I think as men, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bend reality to our will. And so in this video, I want to cover a handful of principles related to what I have been working on to be as potent as possible. And to be fair, these days I feel incredibly potent. So the first is to understand how powerful the physiological components of potency are. A number of my clients have made this clear to me, but also it's something I've been naturally reflecting on a lot the last few weeks. A lot of your potency is tied to how much energy is in your body. We're actually electromagnetic beings. We conduct electricity. We kind of genuinely absorb what ions are in the condition around us, and that affects the thoughts we think and the results we produce. So you want to start with your physiology. Your physiology is largely just impacted by sunlight, sleep, being ideally by the ocean or some body of water that deionizes the air. But any form of natural environment, I think, triggers this physiological connection to the earth that makes us more potent. Additionally, eating nutritiously, when you eat a diet that doesn't have anything besides the main ingredient, like sweet potato or chicken, then you're just internally more pure. And that also has an enormous impact on the results you get. As another one of my coaching clients told me recently, food is not just the calories you take in, it's information. And when you eat purely, you give yourself, you give your body and your hormone markers this information that you're potent. And then lastly, of course, movement. The ability to do and move impacts the thoughts we have. And this all I would label as physiological potency or energetic potency. On the topic of energetic potency, the next principle I want to talk about is SR and the law of attraction. Okay, having some amount of sexual discipline in your life has a crazy effect. I can't even fully tell you why. It doesn't always make a lot of sense to me. But as of this recording, I have a couple weeks, okay, of SR under my belt. And more than ever, for some reason, I've tapped into a very positive mindset, positive thinking. It's funny, just last night, I came across this incredible video speech by Jesse Itzler. He's the, well, I know him as a 5X founder and exiter of multi-million dollar companies, and someone who's been on the Joe Rogan podcast. And also, funnily enough, his wife is like the billionaire CEO of Spanx, the founder of Spanx. And so I just think of him as the guy who's married to the Spanx billionaire. But he made this beautiful speech that talked about the power of the words you say. You know, the words we say matter. And the things we actually put out, it has an immediate impact on just our performance and also how the world responds to us. And so in this speech, Jesse Itzler talked about being 74 miles into an ultra marathon, and he was just completely broken. His friend, actually another YouTuber that I watched, Chad Wright, tells him, you know, the funny thing about me, Jesse, is just this medical condition I have. I never get tired. Hey, I want you to say it. You never get tired. And Jesse knows what he's, you know, trying to do to him at this point. He's broken. He doesn't care. So he just gives him the middle finger and he says, whatever, man, I can't do this right now. And Chad says, no, man, it's crazy. I wish I could figure it out too. I never get tired. And so Jesse is sort of begrudgingly, he says, I never get tired. And then he said, that's cool, man. Hey, next mile, quarter mile to the aid station, I want you to tell these people about the miracle of Chad and Jesse. And so Jesse starts to have this slight change in mindset, and he goes to the aid station. And he says, excuse me, ma'am, this might sound crazy. This is my good friend Chad over here. But he and I, we just never get tired. And the lady says, excuse me? And Jesse says, yeah, man, we never get tired. Chad grabs him. They start running the rest of the race. And evidently, the completion of the rest of the race, the next 26 miles, is incredibly easy. Because all Jesse would say to himself is, I feel outstanding. I feel strong. We never get tired. And just the words you say, especially when you're on, you've cultivated some amount of sexual discipline, you just law of attract either through visualization, affirmations, or just what you say to yourself on a day-to-day basis. It has this incredible effect on your results. On a recent podcast episode with my editor, Thomas, I talked about how in the last 6 months, my company, my video agency, went through some tumultuous times. Basically, we had a great month. We kind of adjusted hiring a little bit and we're taking on some video projects that were a little bit more risky. And as a result of the summer, we basically overexpended by $300,000 or $400,000. And so our company bank account went from a couple hundred grand almost down to like $3,000 or $4,000, which meant that maybe we wouldn't have been able to make payroll that month. And after our worst month over the summer, I just made this mental switch of realizing that I'm kind of a grumpy guy at times. If someone is setting up a camera for me, I just have this urgency and just almost this frustration, aggression that comes out like, I just want to set up perfectly and fast and I want everything to be right. But as a result, I am sort of critical of myself and others. And so it's funny, when our company was doing its worst, I started naturally having this shift as in, you know, what if we have the biggest month of our entire company's history? And the goal I set for myself was having a $120,000 month. Actually, we'd done it just once prior back in February of 23. But even so, based on how the summer went, it was a really ambitious goal. Suddenly, things just started turning around. Like the next big agency brand deal that we got was the highest rate that we'd ever gotten ever on my channel and in my company. And a number of good fortuitous circumstances happened that allowed things to start turning around in the right direction. And while we're still working towards our $120,000 month, we're about a third of the way there. And it's amazing because that's such a dramatic difference compared to how the summer was going. So if you want to be potent, practice SR, but also have this affirmative quality to your life that's going to, you know, make you at your best. This brings me to principle 3, which is do the bravest thing. So the action that you get triggered, the things that you feel like doing when you are operating from a potent space, sometimes you're called to do things that scare you. You're called to take actions that are really strongly outside of your comfort zone. For me, I realized I wanted to revitalize my podcast. It's actually just a format of creation that I really, really enjoy. And yet I never took it that seriously because I hate travel. I have this incredible anxiety around travel, but I was so enthused to start connecting with other creators and other people in my space who I respect. And suddenly these ambitions that I have of podcast guests I'm trying to get to is starting to feel more realistic and more possible. But I had to listen to what my super conscious hunches were telling me, which is to travel more and get out in the same city as some of the people I want to have guests. And while I have only just started that journey, I can tell it's already having great payoff. So when you are potent, you're going to be called to do things that are new. And you might even be called to eliminate things you're currently doing that are holding you back, that are putting the parking brakes on your life's work. And so you have to be attentive. This brings me to the last idea that I want to share with you in this video, which is pay attention. Pay attention to what's working. Pay attention to the things that are giving you way, because that's the universe telling you, hey, this is a good direction to go down. It's almost like a signal post that you need to keep going down this road. It's funny, my business coach, John, who I always consider to be a very practical guy, was talking to me a lot about synchronicities as we were going on this run together. He said synchronicities are simply these coincidences that are just too numerous to count. And it could be that you think of a friend and that friend rings you up, or anything. You might be thinking about something related to some project that you're working on and you see like a movie poster or some piece of artwork related to that project that reminds you of that project. We start seeing these synchronicities more and more when we're on the right path, when we are taking action from a potent state. So when you're doing things to live well and take care of yourself, definitely pay attention. And you know you're on the right track when the universe starts responding to you. Before closing out the video, I want to quickly talk about the sponsor. This video is brought to you by Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Sleep is one of the great force multipliers. It allows everything you do to have way more horsepower. This is to say, perhaps sleep is the original foundational habit to be a potent person. And most Americans, about 90%, 80 to 90% of Americans are actually deficient in magnesium. It's just a mineral. It's a micronutrient that's hard to get outside of supplementation. It just exists in trace quantities in like beef. But most people, most Americans could benefit from having more magnesium. Magnesium is important because it keeps your hormone levels really healthy and it allows you to get the best sleep of your life. In fact, when I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough and being more diligent with it, my Oura Ring sleep score went up around 5 to 10 points per night on average. I was noticing that the deep sleep quantity I was getting went from around 60 to 90 minutes to now some nights up to over 2 hours, 2 hours and 14 minutes. And so I really believe in magnesium and especially the version of it brought to you by Bioptimizers. This is because their magnesium is given in 7 different forms in their 2 capsules. And so it ensures like maximum absorption of the supplement. If you want to prioritize your health this winter to have a successful winter arc, then I would invite you to check out the link in the description box, bioptimizers.com/Captain Sinbad. For the entire month of November, Bioptimizers is running a promo across all of their products. And so you can find great deals on supplements and lifestyle related decisions around your health, and especially to try out Magnesium Breakthrough, which is a product I really believe in and have been taking for the last 2 years. But with that being said, for those of us who prioritize high potency, to us I say, greatness is coming.